Greetings and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison, and my intention with this podcast is to offer ideas, insights, and inspirations so you can live life better. Greetings and welcome to week 6, Be Yourself. This is an episode about how I believe discipline and commitment are better than inspiration and motivation. I've known Regina London since 1995, and in those years, we have experienced a lot of life together. As a fellow creative, and she is a Gemini, so you know some creating is going on there, we have been each other's talk-it-out partners for projects and life. I think it's been about 16 years since she created her 40-day plan, which is a journal with questions, reminders, and encouragement to focus on something for 40 days to help you live life better. Regina and I have been doing this plan since its inception, between 2 and 4 times a year. It's a great way to create structure for me and to have discipline to complete projects or goals. I also realize that it is winter, so I choose things that are not as challenging to do, and I still feel like I'm moving forward in life. We are on day 38. Be proud. Courage has its rewards is the encouragement for today. Indeed, it takes courage to do something for 40 days. Only 2 more days left. I know myself. I chose 3 things to focus on. 1, read something daily. 2, journal or write my affirmations. 3, practice Qigong. I know me. I also chose to start cleaning out my pictures on my phone and tablet, so I've been doing that, just not every day. And sometimes I pull a card from my card deck. How am I doing with the plan? I finished a book called Illusions, The Adventures of a Reluctant Messiah by Richard Bach, and I'm reading a few other books as well. I also gave myself permission to not finish some books I started reading. I get to decide how I want to spend my time. Why spend precious hours reading a book that I will most likely not remember days after I finish it? I'm sharing the Be Yourself excerpt from my book, ebook, audiobook, Why Struggle Life is Too Short to Wear Tight Shoes today. Be Yourself. I am very fortunate to have a great circle of friends. When you love yourself and understand who you are and what you bring to the world, you only want to be you. I am a great Barbara, but not a good Suzanne or any other friend. Suzanne is my oldest friend. We've been friends over 50 years. I love her dearly for who she is. How many times have you thought, if they really knew me, they probably wouldn't like me? How long have you pretended to be someone else simply to please other people? Pretending to be someone you aren't takes a toll on us mentally, physically, and spiritually. If you are alive, you have something to offer the world. Your presence in the world is not a mistake, nor is it random. Know you are special and learn to love yourself and appreciate your unique qualities. Stop pretending to have it all together if you don't. Be yourself and others will learn to accept the real you. The people who are intended to be around you will love you for who you are. Practice. Take a day for yourself and do exactly what you want to do with no explanation to anyone. See where your thoughts and ideas lead you. Affirmation. I am at peace in this moment. I love myself just as I am. End of excerpt. If I depended on being motivated or being inspired to do any of these things, it wouldn't happen. The 40-day plan gives me structure, accountability, and encouragement. I'm grateful for Regina who created the 40-day plan journal to keep me committed and accountable. What keeps you committed? Feel free to reach out if you'd like to share your thoughts with me. Barbara Faison, LLC at Gmail is the best way to reach me. If social media is better for you, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram are best. Our Breathe with Barbara live sessions start next week on Wednesday, 2:14 and 2:21, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. We meditate, relax, heal, do breathwork, self-care, and self-love. You can register at my Linktree, that's linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. The card I pulled for us today from my Relax, Listen, and Trust Your Inner Guidance card deck in this moment is the number 6, relax. I rub my hands together, place them in my heart space, and notice how I feel in my body. This is such a simple thing to do. I just did it, and I felt at ease in this moment. I'd love for you to give it a try a few times during the day. Considering breath work or meditation as a tool for living life better? Here are a few resources that can support you. On the second and third Wednesday of each month from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern, I host my Breathe with Barbara live session that includes gentle movement, breath work, meditation, and silence. These gatherings are intimate, about 6 to 8 people, and only $15 a session. You can find the link to register at barbarafaison.com/store. If you prefer to have a teacher for instruction, I offer one-on-one sessions as well as group sessions with a minimum of 3 people. Send me an email or message through the contact form on my website if you're interested. If you prefer using apps, I encourage you to check out the Insight Timer app. It is the number one app for free meditations for sleep, anxiety, and stress, and I have over 50 meditations, book excerpts, and my courses for premium members, and more on the app. The link is insighttimer.com. My meditations are posted free on other apps including Aura, Meditation Station, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon, and more. Just search for Barbara J. Faison as the artist and you'll find me. I'd love for you to follow me, put me on your monthly playlist, and choose the notification bell to learn when I have posted new meditations. You can also find upcoming events and where you can meditate with me. All of the links are on linktr.ee/Barbara Faison. I hope you will check out my YouTube channel, Barbara Faison, where I share ideas, insights, and reminders to be in the present moment called breath breaks and more. If you'd like to take a breath break, you can find over 50 on the Breath Break playlist. Be sure to subscribe, follow, share, and leave a comment if you joined. Feel free to share your thoughts, ask a question, or just say hello to me via email at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. Thank you for your support in being on this journey with me. Until next time, keep breathing and do something new. Be well and be kind to you. Keep breathing.